It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
I can't think of a scarier thing than, well, dying. I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen to you, and everyone's going to kind of end up this way, unfortunately. You might think you're invincible, but you're not. Everyone listening to this podcast right now, including your gracious host, are all going to croak someday, ribbit. Unfortunately, though, we have no idea what happens to us. We really don't. But there are a lot of people out there who claim they do. In fact, near-death experiences are very prevalent and might shed some light into what actually happens to us when we pass on. Near-death experiences are intensely vivid and often life-transforming experiences, many of which occur under extreme psychological conditions such as trauma, ceasing of brain activity itself, deep general anesthesia, or even cardiac arrest, in which no awareness or sensory experiences of any kind should be possible according to prevailing views in neuroscience. A near-death experience, or NDE, is a common pattern of events that many people experience when they are experiencing intense threat, are seriously ill, or come close to death. And here are some of the things you might hear about an NADE. Although NDEs vary from one person to another, they often include such features as feeling very comfortable and free of pain, a sensation of leaving the body, sometimes being able to see the physical body floating above it, the mind functioning more clearly and more rapidly than, you know, usual, a sensation of being drawn into a tunnel of darkness, a brilliant light sometimes at the end of that tunnel, a sense of overwhelming peace, well-being, or absolute unconditional love, a sense of having access to unlimited knowledge, a life review, where your life flashes before your eyes and you see past events. A preview of future events yet to come is also common. And one that really, really gets me, the encounters with deceased loved ones or with other beings that may be identified as religious figures. Now, while these features are commonly reported, many NDEs differ from this pattern and include other elements. For example, some near-death experiencers may be frightening or distressing rather than peaceful. I think mine would be, for sure. We're interested in hearing about all kinds of near-death and similar experiences, of course, and studying their effect upon persons who have them has been going on for many, many years. The causes of NDEs are complex and not fully known. While many medical and psychological explanations have been offered, they remain speculative and often fall short of explaining the entire phenomenon. So, what does that mean? Well, one of the most raw and science-documented type examples of NDE was Adam Tapp. He was 35 years old when he died. He's a paramedic in London for 15 years, so this was a reputable guy. Tapp was doing some woodwork in his shop back in 2018 when, as he says, he got a little cavalier with a wood etching device. Cavalier means loose. He was careless, and the device arced into his hand and electrocuted him. Oh, just lovely. His heart actually stopped for 11 and a half minutes. Luckily, Tapp had a friend with him who had recently taken a high-voltage safety course. His name is Mark Wilkes, and he actually disconnected Tapp and called for Tapp's wife, Stephanie, a cardiac RN, and immediately started CPR. They quickly called 911. Of course, the ambulance shows up, and long story short, they saved this guy's life. But here's the thing. He had an NDE, and he was very vocal about it, so much so that they actually tested him. Traditionally, NDEs are explored using standardized questionnaires like Grayson Scale, which asks participants a series of questions answered using multiple choice. The problem is that the potentially biased approach that may skew correct collections and collections, because let's face it, if there's only four answers, you're going to pick one. Here's the really cool thing, though. When they did testing, they extracted words that were more on a positive side, like light and wellness, and saw that words like fear, while still part of the narrative, were much less dominant than the positive outcomes. After being dead for more than 11 minutes, Tapp was resuscitated and fell into a coma for 6 hours. But while he was essentially dead to the world, he said he had a profound experience. This is where things get wild. All of a sudden, I just woke up in a place that seemingly I'd always been. It was black and it kind of seemed like, well, space. I wasn't Adam. I wasn't a paramedic. I wasn't anything. It was just like this raw form of consciousness where I just existed very happily and pleasantly. Tapp said he then felt a frequency wash over him and saw what looked like gasoline on water with all these geometric shapes and patterns, adding that something was communicating with him through thoughts and feelings and emotions. just started fading into the fabric of the universe. It was so warm and peaceful and pleasant. It appears simple curiosity and a desire to better understand near-death experiences were the driving forces behind this study. According to Sadhu, the person who put it off, both he and his colleagues at the University of Leeds were very much interested in consciousness and altered states of consciousness. Tapp eventually woke up from the coma. He asked how long he'd been out and said he had been for 30 years. He probably would have believed it if he had said yes. His sense of time was a bit confused. What was more surprising is that he didn't feel quite at home in his body. It actually took me quite a while to feel comfortable in my body again, just breathing. I was so hyper aware of having to take a breath, he said. It took me a couple of months. I just felt so foreign in my body. There's life after death, although I'm not sure it's what people think it is. I was floating. I was alone. It was dark. But I wasn't sad. I was at peace. And all things were right with the world. Ooh, man, that's a creepy one. I don't know about you. I mean, I'm used to being in a constant state of stress and misery. I mean, I couldn't live in a black space like that. Strange, though. I expected to be fire and brimstone or, like, you know, angels and halos and stuff. Anyway, I guess everyone experiences an NDE differently. My near-death experience, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to involve wrestling somehow. I could see me there, kind of getting the elbow dropped by Macho Man. I also like to think that Ric Flair will eventually die before I die, even though it's not looking too great. Like, this guy's 100. How is he not dead yet? I can hear it now. Everything fades. I see a tunnel. I see a light. And in the distance, all I can hear is, woo! Anyway, guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween. I hope you're not having an NDE while you're listening to this, and I hope your near-death experience brings you out of the tunnel into a happier, healthier, more aware life where you feel uncomfortable in your body, but you subscribe to this show, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for more 31 Days of Halloween.